This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Taking up the strings of your life. This is your life. It is your life. It's Tuesday, December 22nd. On the air are the DJ Veers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, you. I wish you and your family, all the people that listen to this program, a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, prosperous, and peaceful, a different kind of a new year. I hope you've been staying safe and strong through all of this. Those are probably some of the messages you're getting, aren't you? You get Christmas cards? Victoria, you have any Christmas cards you've gotten?
Yeah, I've gotten a handful.
And the message, the main message is?
This has been a crap ton of a horrible year, so...
Yeah.
I mean, a friend of mine sent she made a Christmas card. Normally, she puts, you know, she and her husband and his... He has two young kids, so normally it's the four of them. But the kids have been acting up, and then the printer was wrong, so it just ended up being a picture of her cat, kind of like, it didn't look like he was screaming, and the font is wrong, and she's like, this is just so 2020. She's like, the whole Christmas card is completely screwed up. So, I think it's just, we didn't even do a card this year.
A hopeful return to better, more normal. You didn't?
It got away. No, and usually I always do, but I ran out of time. I'm trying really hard. It's been a tough holiday, but I'm trying hard. I think Phil got the best Christmas card, though. He has a dumpster fire for the year. So.
Yeah, see, Phil's card is awesome. Phil's card is another 2020 kind of like typical, just everything.
You got a card from Phil?
Yeah, no, and money, didn't you?
Wow.
Mine said, thanks for being the best part of the show. You and Victoria rock my world. That's what mine said. What did yours say, Victoria?
Yeah, similar.
Is that right?
Wait a minute. I sent him
yesterday.
There
was a shadow figure of Doug, but it was sort of X'd out. I'm not
sure. I sent him yesterday was Merry Christmas,
on
you're
it.
Fired. That was what I sent him yesterday. All right, 8 past the hour here. The president-elect got a shot. Got a few shots, but he's gotten himself vaccinated. Part of the campaign, a lot of high-level people are getting the vaccine. This is what some who are upset about who's getting the virus. Oh, why should all those guys get it first? How come we can't get it? We are a different skin color, or we've got this, or we got that going on with us. And there's a question.
There's a constitutional thing about that, because a lot of people have been questioning how come all the House of Representative members are getting it, and it's actually part of...
Because they're privileged.
No, it's a constitution. It's the Constitutional Continuity Act or something like that. So it's basically that it's for stability purposes so that the government can continue to function. And so I don't know what year that act came through, but a lot of people were questioning that, and that was the answer.
1802 or something. So how many members of Congress, that's a pretty good question, have had the virus? Anybody got a count on the House of Representatives or the Senate?
A bunch of them have, because we've heard about them all throughout the year. Yeah, I think in the Senate, a bunch of Republicans got it after the Supreme Court event. I think a lot of different people in the House got it. So, it's not the majority, but certainly there's already a few that had it.
So is the rule now, if there is a rule, is the rule that if you had it, you're not getting the vaccine right away? Is that
right away?
Okay. Mm.
All right, well,
I don't know what they're going to... I mean, that's why everybody's pressuring Trump to get it, but he's already had it, so I don't know if he actually needs it, and if that's the best example, because the thing is, like, people like me who have had it, they want to give the people who haven't had it the vaccine first so that we're all kind of on an equal playing field, and then there might be booster shots from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Doctors just don't agree on whether or not we should be taking it or not, and that's the... I don't know. The experts have said just wait, that you're not the first in line if you've already had it, at least.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the business about who gets it, I guess... it was nice that Biden said the administration deserves some credit, getting us off the ground with Operation Warp Speed. That's a good sort of a modifier.
They do deserve credit for that, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Did Fauci give him the shot? Who gave him the shot? Is Fauci
a nurse
giving...
or a doctor?
Just a random person.
Yeah, he rolled up his sleeve. It sounds like a song.
I only saw a picture because I was pretty busy yesterday, but there was, it looks like he was in the middle of, like, I don't know if it was a pediatrician's office or something, but there's a lot of, like, brightly colored artwork around him. It was pretty funny.
So he spoke about his wife. He said, I'm looking forward to the second shot, and so is Jill. Now, if that was Lewis, who's married to Victoria, and he said that, Victoria said, I can speak for myself. I don't need you to tell people that I'm getting a shot.
Oh, I would not say that.
He wouldn't say that.
Okay. No. Stop projecting things onto me, Doug. I would not say that. if Lewis said Victoria, if I was going to be the first lady, and Lewis said the future first lady is looking forward to getting it as well, I think that that's just a message of solidarity. I'm pretty sure that, you know, when Trump spoke for Melania that she had the virus and she was doing well, too. I think that's okay.
Okay, good. Got that all straightened out there. Boys and girls, good to know that. 12 past the hour. So now we look to the stimulus package and see how it's going to affect the farmers.
You're going to flip when I tell you what's in this thing.
All right, well, start flipping me.
Did you read everything?
It passed the Senate last night, right?
It passed the House, I think, last night.
All I know is I'm getting $600, man. $600 is going to make my Christmas.
I don't know that you're qualified for that.
This is the biggest bunch of crud I have ever seen in my life. Yeah, so this is like an omnibus bill that is supposed to be COVID relief.
Keep the government going, though. It's supposed to keep the government going.
Yeah. Here's just a few things to do. The COVID relief package directs funds to pay for U.S. Senate daycare center. Gives $8 million to support Biden's presidential transition. It mandates new hiring measures to ensure diversity in the intelligence community. It includes $1.5 million for the Appropriations Committee Office of Diversity and Inclusion, as well as money for a reception to celebrate it. The COVID relief bill creates a commission tasked with educating consumers, this is my favorite, about the dangers associated with using or storing portable fuel containers for flammable liquids near an open flame.
Where the hell does this stuff come
from?
Let that
sink in. A commission tasked with educating consumers about the dangers associated with using or storing portable fuel containers, gas cans, for flammable liquids near an open flame. It provides $40 million for the
gas cans roasting on an open fire.
Get this. The COVID relief bill stipulates funds can't be used for accessing pornographic websites unless it's official business. The COVID relief bill includes funding to discourage teenagers from drinking and hooking up. The COVID relief bill includes $193 million for federal HIV/AIDS workers stationed abroad to buy new cars. Now, I don't care. Like, we could argue all day long about the diversity stuff, whether these people in overseas need new cars. I'm sure that they might need new cars. But is it COVID relief? No, this isn't COVID relief. This is just a bunch of junk. That includes funds for a museum that will offer programming, education, exhibitions on the life, art, history, and culture of women. The COVID relief bill lays the groundwork for the Climate Security Advisory Council. It'll make it illegal to give racehorses painkillers before training or racing. It'll outlaw funds to address gender inequality amongst statues. I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, your government at work.
I never understood why the first bill was about the border wall. Like, this kind of stuff keeps happening. Yeah, this is just crazy. But this did pass the Senate last night at 11:46 p.m. Now it goes to Trump's desk, and then
it's going to get signed. This is done. Yeah. I mean, this is a done deal, and it's filled with nonsense. And people are sitting out there, and you know, the $600. Okay, that's great. But for people who are working and haven't lost their jobs, they don't need $600. Give the $600 to the people who haven't worked for 10 months.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty not only frustrating, it's demoralizing. It's one more example of how broken things are here. And it looks at people look at this from outside and they start laughing at how dysfunctional we are.
And they
should. Our country, each state, where the local things, my community is so dysfunctional. It's outrageous how dysfunctional things have become. There's too many laws, too many agreements, too many things that are that get featured every day that have no. They have no value. They have no, the average person, but then the average person doesn't know what's going on. So, you know, why worry? They aren't as informed as the people who listen to us or other folks that have an access to something that's objective. So look at this stuff. Nah, they get one side or the other, and it's all good. Well.
Well, the tax relief, like in the like how Jen was saying, there's a lot of stuff in here that doesn't make any sense, like the tax benefits for people who own resources, and it just it's just very bizarre. But Steve Mnuchin literally used the word fabulous. He called the package fabulous. So I'm not sure what
they all are. They're all celebrating
themselves
because you know what they're doing.
Because they got it done.
Democrats and Republicans are going to they're celebrating it. They think it's the best thing since sliced bread because they're going to try to use a narrative that's going to try to make them look better in Georgia. They're not passing this because they care about anybody. They're passing this because January 5th is the election day, and they know if they go home, it's a bad look, and celebrate Christmas in their fancy houses, eating their stupid fancy ice cream, that it's going to look really stupid when people have to go vote in Georgia, and they're already voting. So this is their answer. So, of course, both parties are going to be saying, this is fantastic. We really fought hard. Meanwhile, we've got a commission on gas cans. You know, great.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's so irritating.
Remember the movie Dave? Remember the movie Dave with Kevin Kline? It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And when he sits down with everybody and goes line by line through the budget, and one of the, I forget what it was, but there's a whole budget for raising awareness for something stupid, and it's like gas cans next to flames, something crazy. Yeah. And then he says to the guy, well, if people have this problem, aren't they already aware of it? Like, what's the awareness part? Why are why is there a whole line item for awareness? And then the
Frank
guy who's in charge of the committee.
Bad guy.
Yes,
remember?
He was. And the guy just looks at him like, yeah, I guess you're right. They're already aware that they have a problem. It's just, it's nuts.
Yep. All right, well, let's talk about something that's not nuts, okay? The way in terms of how we are trying to keep ourselves, we're just trying to be healthy and live our life with our family, especially this week, for a natural drug-free package that you can get in the mail pretty easily. Go to the folks at Navage, Navage.com, they'll send you a package. All right, ladies, please help us. Please describe what happened when you opened up, respectively, each of you, your package of items from Navage to help you clean your nose and make your life healthier. Did you think it was a Christmas present? Well, it's kind of a Christmas present.
Yeah, well, because there's other things in the box, which is so great. It's not just the
cookies,
the Navage. Exactly.
Right.
Did not send cookies. No.
No, they didn't send. Well, that's another box that we got. So, in you look at it. How quickly, Victoria, did you figure out how to use it?
I asked my husband to put it together for me, and he did.
That was nice.
And then, and then once I used it, it's so quick, and it literally just goes right up your nose. You hold the thing in front of your face, and it shoots the saline water in through one nostril, and it sucks it out the other, and you have to do nothing. And I'm a neti pot user, which I admit is, I don't use it as much as I should, because it's kind of messy. This is zero mess. And it's just, it's done. And I mean, I think it must be 7 seconds or 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's really fast and it's so effective. And the first night I used it, I had a lot of congestion. And the first night I used it, I slept so well and I knew it had definitely worked.
All right. So there it is. The key to breathing much more clearly, to sleeping better, feeling healthier. Experience it for yourself there, boys and girls. Breathe clearly and confidently with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Go to Navage.com. Don't forget, it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee of satisfaction. It's Navage.com.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Edge, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Singing! Is that like winning? Singing. Cast of Sing 2, which you may remember is the sequel to the film from 2016, Sing, unveiling some new cast members. Sing 2, the return of Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, who, by the way, I saw, I'm trying to remember the circumstances, there's the that morning show that they've done for Apple Jennifer Aniston.
I
saw two episodes of that on the plane. What a fabulous show it is.
People rave about
it. It's a very interesting.
Super dark, though. I've been afraid of it because I feel like it might be really dark.
It's a little, it's not dark like a shoot 'em up, but it's, Steve Carell plays a very dark character. I think that may be, anyway, but Reese Witherspoon is great, and Jennifer Aniston's very, very good.
She won the Emmy for it, Jennifer Aniston.
It's very well done, really well done. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Sing 2. Scarlett Johansson's in it. I know she could sing. Taron Egerton. It's Edgerton, right?
With correct.
Hard G or soft G? Soft G.
Edge, yeah.
Edge. Edge Edgerton.
Boot, edge, edge.
Okay, got it. Nick Kroll. The film introduces some new characters played by Bobby Cannavale. Cannavale? Who's he? I thought he was a cook. Bobby Cannavale. Oh, I know.
You're thinking of Bobby Flay? Bobby Cannavale, he's been in...
I can picture him. He looks like an Italian.
He's dark been in a ton of things. If you saw his face, dark curly hair, you'd recognize him.
Pharrell Williams is in it, Halsey and Bono. McConaughey's character, Buster, has to convince Bono's character, Clay, to join their singing group for a new show. Bono says, Clay Calloway is quite the character. I like to think I was part of his construction. Director Garth Jennings asked me about singing and where it came from. I surprised myself and him by answering with a line that would eventually make it to the film. He said, quote, some people sing for a living, some people sing to survive. I just sing because it's fun, and I'm good at it. What? Pharrell plays Alfonso, a kind elephant ice cream truck owner who comes to the aid of the shy elephant, Mina, played by Tori Kelly, while Halsey voices a teenage wolf named Porsche. Pharrell says, I got to play opposite the incredibly talented Tori Kelly, whose voice is just unbelievable. It was crazy. Movie had a lot of really interesting personalities and people with amazing voices. I was honored to be among them. So the film comes out next year about this time, right?
The first movie was, I think the first one had Kelly Clarkson in it, too. It was a huge hit. It's an animated, really cute
movie. Yeah, I know,
movie.
I remember it.
People seem to really like it.
Yep, it's good stuff, reminder of things to come. 26 after the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and me and you and KT Oslin. First female songwriter to win the CMA Award for Song of the Year for her hit in 87, 80s Ladies, died at the age of 78. She was that old? Wow. She'd been battling Parkinson's disease.
You're not thinking Katie Lang, are you?
I am thinking Katie Lang.
Okay. Well done, Miss Brain. Yeah, it's so weird how I'm in his brain.
Yeah,
what's it like in there?
I don't know. It's a little scary.
Anyway, she was big kind of, but I remember her.
I've never heard of this person. I thought maybe Jen would know her from the late 80s.
Yeah, no, I came across her in some, I'm trying to remember when I came across her.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, but she had Parkinson's, then she got COVID, and that was the end of that. She was.
I didn't realize Parkinson's makes you more vulnerable to COVID.
Yeah, well, your brain's messed up pretty much, and it's your nerves, your nervous system. It's pretty much shot.
Yeah, it's excuse me. Your mind.
When you have it, yeah, it eats up your body. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, that's a sad kind of reminder of the reality of the day we're in, isn't it? Huh? So those of you who remember her and liked her, moment of silence. It's 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Countries across the globe shut their borders to Britain on Monday due to fears about a highly infectious new coronavirus strain. Canada has become the latest country to halt flights from the UK following the discovery of the new variant. UK government officials imposed a Tier 4 lockdown in London and southeastern England and tightened restrictions for all of England. Two passengers aboard a Delta flight on Monday forced open the cabin door and exited the plane via an emergency slide at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The passengers, an unidentified man and woman, were on flight 462, which was bound for Atlanta when they exited the plane while it was taxiing. The report did not indicate if the couple were arrested. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on the Big Island erupted Sunday night and shot a steam and ash cloud into the atmosphere that lasted about an hour. It was followed by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake at its epicenter located beneath the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hall of Fame NFL linebacker Kevin Green, considered one of the best pass rushers in history, died Monday. He was 58. No cause of death was given. Kevin at his 2016 Hall of Fame induction.
But I must be honest. I am standing on the shoulders of many players, many coaches, many people. The good Lord has smiled upon me my entire life. A reoccurring theme is that he has surrounded me with people of high character and great integrity, and they have all left an indelible mark on the very fabric of my life.
Kevin reflects on his upbringing by his dad.
And it really started with my dad. My dad, retired full colonel, Vietnam veteran, airborne ranger, 101st Airborne Division. My dad was a true soldier, and he was a man of honor. My dad was a full-time dad, and he was actively involved in my life, never letting me stray too far from the straight and narrow, although I'm sure that I tested his patience a little bit every now and then.
Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy, whom Green worked for in Green Bay, said Green was as driven a person as I've had the opportunity to work with. There was a big upset last night in Monday Night Football as the lowly Cincinnati Bengals beat up on the Steelers from Pittsburgh. Final score was 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of the way you use the post office, man, what a jam up. Merry Christmas and not, well, I'm wishing all of you, and I don't think it makes a difference what your religion is, frankly, at this time of year. Joy and happiness. It is the holiday season. Da 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 da. Santa Claus. Zim, ba, bum.
But it's also,
yep, the DJV show, 34 at the hour of the Tuesday, December 22nd edition, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. Yum, today is National Cookie Exchange Day. Ooh. Cookie exchanges, kind of an old tradition, actually.
I don't have any homemade, but I send Ebon cookies to exchange with you guys.
Yeah, yum, yum, yum. Yeah, this is a good time to talk about Ebon cookies. The classic idea is of a holiday party in which guests bring a selection of homemade cookies to trade with one another. It's a festive holiday, no question about it. Sweet things. Guests are judged for the quality and quantity of their offering. Cookbooks like the Cookie Party Cookbook. Either of you two girls have the Cookie Party Cookbook?
No.
You got it?
No, I'm not really that into cookies. I love the Ebon's cookies, but I'm kind of not that much into it.
Cookie exchange traditions live on today. I wonder how many people are going to exchange that. I've sent a lot of people these Ebon cookies because they are just great. I'm not sure about the etiquette of sending things or what you feel like when you have to. I feel sometimes, and somebody said to me once, well, that's pretty convenient. I am not a good gift buyer. I am not a good gift giver. I am not conscious when it comes to what other people, you know, might hint about their things. The only person I really think I've paid a lot of attention to this year is Miles, because it seems to me that in the gift giving, it's good for everybody, adults and children, that sort of thing, but I just would rather have the company. What I feel like I'm losing, and that's really one of the reasons I'm just getting my truck and driving to Pennsylvania on Christmas Day, is because I don't really...
Wait, why are you driving to Pennsylvania?
I'm going to pick up a tractor.
Oh, my gosh. You're not even going to be with your sister?
Go to your sister.
My sister's going someplace else. I don't even know where she's going. Nah.
Go with her.
I feel like I'm going to have a nice time with Miles. Well, I'll be on the phone. Miles, last night, they went away for a few days to Northern California, Jennifer, up above Mill Valley, and they rented this house.
Went without one of his teeth because he lost
it. Yeah, he's lost his tooth. But he's you know, the place they live in, on Beverly Glen, doesn't have stairs. It's all one floor, although they have to walk up to it. But this place that they rented is sort of a big old country. It's an Airbnb, kind of a small inn, and it has an upstairs. And Miles, every time, like last night, he's, Gramps, let's go upstairs. So he runs up the stairs. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I feel if I get talking about it and I either get sad or angry about it. And so I don't want to spoil, frankly, my thinking, my wishes for everybody else, because we need a break, as a matter of fact. And speaking about that, if you need a break from cooking, little food news, restaurants open on Christmas. Everybody want a list of the restaurants? Most restaurants, usually in my area anyway, are closed on Christmas. Actually, plenty that are going to stay open for business because there are a lot of people who don't celebrate the holiday. Look at the Chinese restaurants are usually always open because the Jewish people want to go to Chinese restaurants. I remember when I was dating Hillary, Christmas time, we go to the local Chinese restaurant and look around. There wasn't one Christian in the joint except me. It was just,
well, that's like when I lived in Manhattan. All the Chinese, all the restaurants are open, really. Well, the Italian ones weren't, but all of the Chinese and other Asian restaurants were all open.
So where you are, do you expect that there will be restaurants open in New Jersey where you are?
No, I don't know, because we live in a village that's a mixed space of apartment living and restaurants and retail. I'm actually not sure what the restaurants are going to do here. I would imagine maybe they'll be available for takeout, although we still have indoor dining at 25% capacity. So some people who just don't want to cook or aren't going to do like a big gathering for Christmas, they might just go out and have, you know, dinner for two. So it would be convenient to have restaurants open.
So Applebee's will be open around Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Benihana, if you want hibachi for fun, this is a traditional Christmas dinner.
That's fun, yeah.
Boston Market,
right?
Open.
That's kind of a fun thing if you're, for goofy stuff for family around the grill, right?
Right. I don't know what Bocca di Beppo is. What's that? It's an Italian place.
Bocca di Beppo.
Is Sparrow.
It's a chain. It's an Italian
food
chain.
It's an Italian
chain. And
right,
one of the housewives of Beverly Hills is, a partner in it, right?
Oh. Buffalo Wild
Wings.
It's
actually good. It's like family style, so every portion is gigantic.
Oh. Denny's, Domino's, Dunkin's, IHOP, Ruth's, Chris Steakhouse.
I think Christmas morning breakfast, those
busy
businesses will probably do really well.
Oh, yeah.
People go to church,
yeah,
then to breakfast.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I think that, I was on one of those clickbait sites that you love to send me away from, Victoria, and it listed all the restaurants, at least according to this story, that were going out of business, and pretty much every restaurant on this list, according to that story, were going out of business. Applebee's
was
going...
might be closing some chain or some...
Yeah,
you know,
some of the
locations.
Stores, some of the locations,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But certainly Denny's, that's always been a pretty standard bill of fare, mm-hmm, frankly. But the holiday cake boss package at this Italian joint. How'd you pronounce it again? Where is that?
Bocca di Beppo.
Are they in big cities?
You get a free cake, I think. Yeah,
where
they're in every city.
I don't remember seeing them ever.
They're not out east where we are. They're in...
Well, they're on the West Coast.
They're on the West Coast. I think there are a couple in L.A., right?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, there's a lot in L.A.
For Waffle
House. It's big,
House
too.
Here.
It's not... this is a bigger restaurant than Waffle House, and it's, like, nicer.
No,
it's
but
very
Waffle
old
House
school
is
kind
to
of
be.
Italian.
I would think a Waffle House would be open in your neighborhood, wherever there are Waffle
I have
houses.
No, there's no Waffle House in California. At least not around
down
here.
No, but now where any of the three of us are.
No.
But it's a national tragedy. There should be more of them north, south. Well, there's plenty in the south.
So Waffle House will be open. They've changed their holiday hours, apparently. But, yeah, so apparently they have all 1,950 Waffle House restaurants will be open on Christmas. So you know,
that's a kind of a great American story. It reminds me of U-Haul or some of these other family-owned businesses that have gone wild, crazy. I mean, the amount of money these people bring in, it's a cash cow. it's a great imagine who had the idea to just open a restaurant and serve only waffles. And then, you know, some of the other things that we come up with, like
they have
U-Haul.
Eggs, and they have other breakfast stuff,
they do.
Too. But
But
it is good. It's a staple.
All right, so that's what's open on Christmas. And if you're in the mood for a mimosa, here we go. Tropicana has a problem, apparently. This would be up either of your two. This is not orange juice, right? It goes into and champagne together.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what?
Very good.
So why is Tropicana getting in the shorts?
Because they had, I don't know, Jen, if you saw this, because their new ad is, it's called Moments. And so basically this ad has like parents having little fridges of champagne and orange juice stashed around the house to escape from their kids. And so it's like, you know, just, you know, tell us what your moment is. And so, and then it got this crazy backlash because no one has a sense of humor anymore. Mm-hmm. And so people are, sobriety groups are anti-Tropicana now. And, the backlash was insane. People saying, why are you promoting hiding from your children and drinking in the closet? I'm like, this is the only way to get through 2020 for some parents.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Have a mimosa. My God.
All right. So let's see what's going on with Doritos. They're bringing back their sort of iconic snack 3D Crunch. This ought to be good for you, right? Back in the 90s when 3D movies were a big thing. The Dunkaroos were the rage, right?
And I like
the lunchbox.
Dunkaroo.
You like them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Frito-Lay.
I mean, a Dunkaroo was like frosting and a cookie. I mean, come on.
They're coming back, too.
I know.
Dunkaroos are back.
Frito-Lay launched Doritos then, and now the 3D Crunch Doritos. After phasing it out about 20 years ago, they're bringing it back. Starting next week.
I think I remember those, come to think of it. Like when I
do.
I remember those commercials,
With Allie Landry, who was Miss USA at the time, and she would like, toss them up in the air and catch them in her mouth. Yeah, that was a huge thing.
Sounds like something
it was
I do with Daisy.
Ad.
Daisy, see if you can catch
ad.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, let's see here. They're going to be available nationwide. Nachos, Doritos classic nacho cheese flavor. But apparently, they're trying to appeal to not only people that are our age, I guess every age, right? Well, why wouldn't you want to have a product that appeals to everybody? They have a hot and spicy ranch flavor. That's for Gen Z. Huh. The, as opposed to Jen Horn. The brand also called upon former Miss USA Allie Landry. She got, she's redoing the campaign. I don't know. What is
yeah.
I don't remember her. But she's obviously attractive.
Really pretty, yeah. Brunette, yeah. She's been an actress in sort of a few things since then. She's married with kids now. But, yeah, she's going to be back in the new ads, and they're going to do a thing on TikTok, the Doritos 3D Challenge. And so people will make videos of tossing the chips into their mouth in whatever way they can to be creative. So they have a whole big thing going with it.
Looks a little like Morgan Brittany. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
And then look her up. She's, actually, you know, she looks like Bridget Monaghan more than she does. Anyway, so when I'm looking
at I'm surprised you know who she is, actually.
Why?
Well, she just keeps
Googled
Brittany. Her.
Morgan
oh, wait,
Brittany?
Who is Morgan Brittany?
She's been in a lot of TV shows. She was in Scandal.
She's one of the Politichicks.
Is she? What is that?
Is that Morgan Who's... Brittany, the one of the Politichicks? Hold on.
What's
I'm
a Politichick?
Sure
Morgan...
All right, let's do a commercial while you're listening to something.
Yeah, let's do a little Googling.
You do the Googling as we're celebrating National Cookie Exchange Day at 44 and change past the hour. A reminder about Ebon's Bakehouse and what you can do. I don't know how this I think shipping's still probably through today, not through the post office, but using FedEx or UPS. Actually, I think FedEx is having more luck than UPS keeping up. Yes? Is that what you've all heard? I've heard that. I'm going to send some stuff to the kids.
The things that I have sent and received through FedEx have been on time. UPS has been a little bit delayed, and then the post office is just a disaster.
Out to lunch, right? Exactly. All right. So if you have somebody on your gift list who is has a problem with celiac disease, and maybe you don't even know it, maybe somebody in your family that really is a focus on gluten and things that you don't want to have in your body. It's something that is very actually dangerous if you're eating too much of the wrong stuff. So now we've got this connection with Ebon's Bakehouse, and you hear the ladies talking. We were just laughing when we were talking about National Cookie Exchange Day at the fabulous amount of cookies, the different varieties, chocolate chip, cranberry walnut, coconut oatmeal, pecan shortbread. That surprised me because I'm not a fan of pecans, but it is
a
yum.
They're really good.
It's a yummer, yep. Mm-hmm. I like the white chocolate cherry oatmeal best, frankly, but all the cookies, all the breads, all the rolls are completely gluten-free, and that means for the most part it's going to taste like you know what. Not the case with Ebon. This is, even given the fact they don't have gluten in them, and they have the normal, you know, a lot of things in them that other cookies do, but the one thing about these that you can assure yourself, I brought some to Jack and Mary for my visit to Salt Lake this weekend, and then we were eating them, and he's got a movie theater in his house, so we had cookies and popcorn for dinner. It was a breakfast or dinner of champions, watching that new Gerard Butler movie. Anyway, this is a way to just be thoughtful for someone who really does have this problem. Thinking that a lot of these folks that don't know about Ebon's Bakehouse think that they're relegated to the second seat because they can't find anything good. But these cookies are more than good. Fabulous.
And the cinnamon raisin bread, it's incredible. It really is. And all the different breads that they have for sandwiches, French toast, whatever has left your world because you can't have bread, it's back, and it's so, so good.
Yep. National Cookie Exchange Day is today. Celebrate it by getting some for yourself or somebody that you love. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount. Get gift cards, that sort of thing, if you want to. And remember, it's all guaranteed or your money back at EbonsBakehouse.com. They wish you a Merry Christmas.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, Kylie Jenner. Today people are talking about Kylie, highest celebrity earner of the year. Only woman in the top 10. Wow. Let's see. She was named 23 years old, right? She's made, this year, she made $590 million. Good God.
Is that all?
Huh?
And her sister, Kim Kardashian's not even in the top 10. That's crazy. Yeah.
And neither is Kanye West, right? Is he in the top? He's not in the top 10.
I don't think so. I don't think so, no.
Kim Kardashian is number 48.
I just don't get it.
Tyler Perry, worth $97 million. Let's see here. Howard Stern, $90 million. Howard Stern just signed a five-year. He's worth more than $90 million. That's nonsense. He just signed a deal for $120 million a year for the next 5 years for Sirius. So that's what to believe here. I know that I'm not on the list, and neither are the two of you. There you go. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tech Talk time. I was so busy talking with you guys about Christmas. It's Tech Talk time. There's a lot of Tech Talk Christmas stuff, as a matter of fact. But here's something that's even better than that. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen, the members of the U.S. Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tribute to how powerful this movie actually still is, I think. Don't you, Victoria?
What movie?
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I don't know.
You didn't get that out of this?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. Oh. That's certainly something that people have been tossing around. So to back up for a second. So members of the U.S. From the U.S. Space Force will officially be called Guardians. This is according to an announcement that Vice President Mike Pence made at an event celebrating this new branch's one-year anniversary. Can you believe it? It's been 1 year already
since
the Space Force began. So the organization traces the name Guardians back to an old Air Force Space Command motto from 1983, which read, Guardians of the High Frontier. That's where the Guardians thing came from. A lot of people, though, like you, thought it came from Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the movie.
Yeah.
So this actually comes from, it's something that the U.S. Air Force actually used back in 83. And so it's the Space Force, as we know, is part of the Air Force. And it's it was established during the national as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. As it exists today, Space Force is mostly a rebrand of Air Force Space Command, but with the authority to make decisions independent from the Air Force. So it is technically its own branch of the armed forces now. So Space Force personnel mostly come from the Air Force, but there are a few notable transfers. Astronaut Mike Hopkins has joined. He was with NASA, so now he is officially in the Space Force. And so they are, unfortunately, for I think a lot of people at first thought this would be some space exploration. That's really not what they're doing. It's really more their main mission is controlling and protecting American assets like satellites.
And so choosing Guardians as the official name comes with, as we had said about Guardians of the Galaxy, a lot of people thought that it was related to that. But the, and then also the logo, when the logo got unveiled last year, a lot of people pointed out the similarities to the logo from Star Trek, the Starfleet emblem. Used in the TV show, looks almost identical to the Space Force emblem. The Space Force later attempted to clarify that it was actually inspired by an older Air Force Space Command logo rather than the TV show. So, who knows, maybe Star Trek actually pulled from this old Air Force Space Command group, or vice versa. We're not sure where the real inspiration came from, but there are definitely a lot of similarities. One of the big questions that a lot of people have of the incoming Biden administration is what they plan to do with the Space Force, because this was a real, this was a Trump, you know, championed project. Right. And as of right now, the Biden transition team said they have no plans to change anything with the Space Force. They will probably, because cybersecurity is involved heavily in the Space Force, if anything, I think that they will probably find more funding and maybe even beef up what the Space Force is doing. So to anybody who was saying, oh, Biden's going to kill everything in space, it's not true. That's, they've been pretty explicit about that this is something they're going to continue.
All right, there you go. Here's a new law that's going into effect soon to save money on internet providers from overcharging you. Let's get more on that.
The Geek Out.
It's fair to say that we consumers have all had reason to be angered by our internet provider, especially when it comes to those wickedly tangled line items we've been charged for on our monthly bills. One of those, the monthly fee for the modem, has particularly been maddening because many providers insist on charging that fee even for customers who bought or already owned their own modems. Considering this is commonly up to 10 bucks a month, that does add up over time. Well, that now has come to a stop. This month, a law took effect that makes it illegal to charge customers with their own modem, and if you're one of those, you should be sure to know your new rights, and we've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go when you think of calling for a ride home. Nah, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, let's get to Netflix. What's going on with Arthur Conan Doyle's estate, Victoria?
Well, the estate and the creators of the Netflix movie Enola Holmes, they've agreed to dismiss a copyright lawsuit. This was a big deal that behind the scenes, the Conan Doyle estate took on this movie, saying that the thing that they had the biggest beef with was Sherlock Holmes was reimagined. He was played by Henry Cavill in this movie, and he has a younger sister, Enola Holmes, who was fabulous. Millie Bobby Brown played her from Stranger Things. And so they basically sued, saying that they made him too caring, less overly contemptuous towards women and friendship, and generally they made him less of a jerk, and they didn't like that. So they had, this had turned into a legal debate about Sherlock Holmes being a jerk. And so apparently they reached some sort of a settlement outside, and this all becomes public.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.